got middle linebacker Jordan Hicks in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as the defense looks to bounce back after the game against Washington. Jordan, we're back on the practice field here. It's Wednesday. What have you seen all week kind of looking at that game and putting it in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we have to do is put it in the rearview mirror because we have a really good opponent coming into our house, you know, and they haven't lost yet. And they're playing some good ball. So we've got to look forward. We've got to move past it. We've got to learn from it. And you know, you've got to take the mistakes and apply it to what we can do this week. But ultimately, you have to look forward, keep your confidence, keep your swag, and just do everything to the best of your ability and get back to the basics.
What do you think happened on Sunday?
I think it was the complete opposite of what I just said. You know, it was the fact that we didn't lean on the basics. You know, we tried to do too much. We weren't disciplined in our run fits. And once the offense get the run game going and they get that element working for them, you know, that's where the momentum happens. And when they can run the ball, they can also throw the ball. You know, we weren't able to make them one-dimensional, which we were able to do so well in the first three games.
Do you think it's more on the players or the coaches, or is it a combination of everybody making adjustments?
From players' perspective, I always take the blame. I always think players are out there executing. You know, I trust in our coaches. I trust in the fact that they're putting us in the best position to make plays. And, you know, then it's on us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the ones out there making the calls. We're the ones out there executing and being physical and fitting the gaps right and covering guys. And, you know, it's on us to actually perform the game plan.
It's really a remarkable game, Jordan, the game of football. And, I mean, fans don't understand it. You guys have the benefit of playing, understanding what your assignments are every play, that you can look so dominant for 3 weeks. And then just kind of here and there adjustments are made or a tackle's missed, and then it kind of can go the other way on you.
Right, yeah.
Is it frustrating?
It is. It is, especially when you know you have a defense that is very dominant when you're not shooting yourself in the foot. And I think we've done that. I think we've proven who we can be. We've just got to get back to it. And what does that entail? It entails, like I said, getting back to the basics, leaning on each other. Because when we lean on each other and we're all playing as a unit, there's hardly anybody that can move the ball on us.
What happens after games like that in the ensuing days? Guys meet a lot together, huddle up together, team meetings, leaders step up. What kind of stuff goes on?
Yeah, I think there's a fine line between going too far and panicking because it is ultimately only game five. It's two losses in the season. It's a long season. But yeah, some things have to be done and things have to be said, and you have to take it for what it is. And it's going to be tough to come back here the day after and see the film and watch the film and critique yourself honestly, because if you are being honest, there's a lot of bad football on the field. So, you know, it is what it is, and you take it as a man and you move forward.
Yes, we are moving forward here. I want to talk about your position and you on the field after missing last year, half of last year. How are you feeling, Jordan, in the position in the new defense?
Feel healthy. Then that's, I think for me, that's key. Knock on it, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I do. I do. And feel confident in where I'm at physically, mentally, and, you know, right back to where I feel like I picked up, you know, coming into OTAs and just hit the ball rolling. You know, I like this defense a lot. I like the guys that we have, and it's a special group. We just, you know, it's disappointing the performances we played, but we're put on the field the past two games. But again, moving forward, and a lot of confidence in the guys we have.
How good will it be to get back home and hear the crowd and have the offense dealing with the crowd noise?
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. There's nothing like playing on the link, especially, you know, versus an opponent like this in the circumstances like this. You know, I was thinking about it all this whole week. I was like, man, I cannot wait to get back in the link and just hear the crowd rocking.
What is the Vikings offense like? I mean, they lose, they're both backup tackles.
Right.
They lose Adrian Peterson. They trade for Sam, and they're still rolling.
They're still rolling. And they've done a good job putting the pieces together and guys stepping up and making plays. You know, you look at their team, they're a really good team. You know, they do what they need to do on offense, defense, and special teams to get the job done. And those are the guys that those type of teams are the successful ones in the NFL. So, you know, we've got a big task ahead of us, but It's nothing I don't think we can handle.
You know, I know fans can't wait from one Sunday after a tough game to get to the next Sunday. They want the game to be there like that. Is that the way you are?
It's exactly the way. Especially after a game like this, you know, where you feel like you have so much to prove. And, you know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And nobody wants to keep that taste in their mouth.
Well, let's have a good week of practice and go get them on Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Jordan Hicks, thanks so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.